WSJM News Now. Team coverage from the WSJM Newsroom on News Talk Sports 94.9 WSJM.
Brought to you by the Town Crier Wire. In the WSJM Newsroom, I'm Michael Arney. Lakeshore Public School Superintendent Greg Eating is telling students who are struggling to reach out to somebody for help. After multiple threats, the district schools in-person classes were canceled for the final 2 days of this week. Eating says the latest threat came in early Wednesday morning with a student saying they were going to shoot up the middle school.
Law enforcement was pretty concerned about it. Obviously, we were very concerned about that. And in order to really just give us time to do the investigation, we really needed to shut school down.
Eating says the safety of students will always be the top priority at Lakeshore, and every threat will be taken seriously. He says it's a right for a student to report suspicious activity.
If you hear anything that you feel like is potentially a threat or something of safety, to make sure you report it, preferably to an adult near the situation.
Lakeshore is slated to be back in class January 3rd after winter break. Wajak police say a pedestrian is dead after being hit by an Amtrak train yesterday. Officers were called to the train crossing on Park Place in Wajak around 9:50 a.m. They learned the victim had been at Harding's near the crossing and was walking east on Park Place, attempted to walk across the crossing as a southbound Amtrak train approached. Witnesses telling police that the man did not appear to see or hear the train, kept walking across the tracks and was hit. He's a 69-year-old Wajak man. His name has not been released. Indiana Michigan Power says they have crews ready to go if high winds knock out electricity to customers. Spokeswoman Jeannie Doyle tells us they dealt with some of those issues overnight, Wednesday to Thursday.
We do have a number of crews who are out working as safely as possible to restore all of those impacted customers. And if we still have one guest predicted later this week, we will be out restoring power to customers as quickly and as safely as we can.
She says I&M has a team of meteorologists to watch for weather that would lead to outages. They're constantly seeking to be prepared. She notes I&M is doing aerial inspections of the lines this week, looking for damage from the wind. All teachers and staff members in the Detroit Public Schools Community District need to be vaccinated for COVID-19 by February 18th. District School Board approving the new mandate yesterday. Officials say it will affect a small percentage of staff who have not been vaccinated. Superintendent Nikolai Viti says they have too many cases.
There's been 150 unvaccinated positive cases since the beginning of this school year. That led 483 students to be quarantined and another 99 staff members to be quarantined. So, you know, that's one too many.
Staff members can get medical and religious exemptions, but they must regularly test and need to continue to wear a face covering. In the WSJM Newsroom, I'm Michael Arney.